27th continued. Today is a codicil.
Sri Madhva Maharaj will tell the history of Chitrangad and Dharmangad and Mohini.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Sarasimad Bhakti Vedanta Sri Bhavan Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajak Acharya Varja, Astotra Sadasimad Bhakti Vedanta Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by Tridandi Sannasi. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about the history of Rukmangad Maharaj and his son Chitrangad related to Ekadasi. Ekadasi means we have to know why we will observe Ekadasi and why what will benefit from that. Ekadasi means Ekadas, means 11. What is that? We have 11 senses. The 5 senses to acquire knowledge like eye, ear, nose, tongue and skin. By these 5 senses we can acquire the knowledge. There are more 5 by which we can do some action like speech and feet, hand and
heart, fire, buddha,
genitals
and rectum. And one more, it's called mind, the king of all senses. If you are working, if your mind is not there, maybe you work, you may sleep, you may break your leg, anything may happen. So all senses are controlled by mind. So in Ekadasi day, the 11th day of moon, we have to engage our all senses for the service of Supreme Personality Godhead Sri Krishna. If we practice from the 11th day and continue, then one day we will be free from all these material desires and to attain Krishna service. Because we are not common resident of this material world, a refugee from of this world, we have to back to God, back to home. So for this reason, in ancient India, if you see, all the kings, they used to observe Ekadasi. Once upon a time, there is a king called Chitrangad. Prior to that, I want to say, even scientifically, if you eat always so much delicious food every day, then your stomach will be weak. If you fast time to time, then you can get back your energy for digestion, etc. So for this reason, it mentioned to have to fast one day from grain and beans once in fortnight, then your health will be complete and health will be fit for other things to work. So Chitrangad Maharaj, he was so religious, although he is maintaining his kingdom, he has ministered so many subjects, but he has passed one rule. Like here, if you want to do, the federal law is needed. In same way, at the time of monarchy, the king will pass the rule. So he passed a rule, whoever his subjects, they must have to observe Ekadasi. Then he will take care in each and every respect. So one day before Ekadasi, he'll announce all over his kingdom. Then tomorrow is Ekadasi, everybody have to fast from grains and beans. So he used to do so. Now, gradually he became over 50 years old. According to Vedic tradition, Panchasardham Vanam Vrajet, when he'll be over 50, you have to give up your charge to your son, and relatives have to go to forest to do bhajan. Sometimes the devotee can go alone or sometime with their wife, what they prefer. Now our Muni Rishi is to do so. So king, he make his son as a crown prince, and after that he put complete charge on him and went to forest for doing bhajan. He went alone. When he was in forest, after few days, he saw a very attractive, beautiful, handsome lady. He could not check himself. He came to her and asked, "O Devi, who are you? It seems that you are heavenly angel and you come down on the earth. What is the cause of your roaming here all alone?" The lady told, "I am searching for my husband." The king told, "Okay, I like to marry with you and then we can be together." And her name was Mohini. And why Mohini came in this world, I'll narrate later on. So then king sent one messenger that I am coming my kingdom back again. So his previous queen and his son Rukmangad, they arranged very nicely to welcome king and the new queen. When they came, king and new queen, his previous queen and his son, they welcomed very nicely. After 1 week, the king announced everywhere, "Tomorrow is Ekadasi. Everybody have to fast from grains and beans." The new queen, Mohini, told, "What is going on? Oh my goodness, I'm here about 1 week, I never saw loud an announcement, so louder, why they're announcing that?" Then king told, "Tomorrow is Ekadasi, everybody have to observe Ekadasi in my kingdom. Otherwise, I may kick them out from my kingdom." Then what is Ekadasi? Then king explained what is Ekadasi about I told and being beginning. So everybody have to observe. Queen told, "I do not observe any Ekadasi. I have no contact with you that I have to observe Ekadasi. I don't like to do Ekadasi. Especially, the king, if he observe Ekadasi, then he will be weak. And if any neighbor king invade you, then it will be a problem for even for the whole country." King told, "Don't worry for that. You have not to go for fight against my enemy. Why so worry?" In the meantime, the new queen Mohini, he bribed some ministers and Brahmins that they will favor of her, and what she will tell, they will support. So queen told, "Okay, let us call the minister and Brahmins who know the scripture very well." The Brahmins told, "Yes, queen is telling, he is speaking right. The Kshatriya king, no need to observe any Ekadasi, then he will be weak. And if any king invade him, invade his kingdom, then he will be lost. So no need to observe Ekadasi for him. It is not mentioned in scripture. And especially, widow can do that, observe Ekadasi, not for the married lady." The king became very angry. "Well, where is written? Anywhere never written that only widow will observe or Brahmin will observe, never written. It mentioned everywhere in Harivakti Vilas and other places that all human beings will observe Ekadasi. Maybe male or female, widow or married lady, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, or Sannyasi, Brahmachari, householder, or Vanprastha, all will observe Ekadasi." The king told, "No, it's not true. Your intelligence became polluted somehow or other. I don't listen to your suggestion. I must observe Ekadasi and all my subjects must have to follow Ekadasi." The Mohini told, "If you do so, I will run away from your kingdom. I will not be with you anymore. The king told, what do you think? I am a lusty person? You can go immediately. I have no relation with you. So I must observe Ekadasi. Then his first queen and son came and told, oh Mohini Devi, exchange of Ekadasi, you can ask anything else. Listen, if you observe or not, don't worry, but let king to observe Ekadasi. Exchange of this, if you demand anything else, I can fulfill your desire. Don't worry at all. Queen told, is it true? Queen told, yes, why not? Okay, take a vow that what you will ask will fulfill my desire. Mohini told, okay, then yourself and king have to cut off your son's head without coming any tear on your eyes and king's eyes, and have to present me in a golden plate, then I will be happy, then everybody can observe Ekadasi. King became very furious. Get out from my kingdom. I don't like to see your face anymore. Queen told, don't worry, please cool down. Okay, we can get son if you are in our destiny, we have son, we can get son again. But for Ekadasi, if my son sacrifices his life, and it's very nice for him and me and for my whole dynasty. And son told, yes, father, my mother is telling true. So if I give up my life, sacrifice my life for Ekadasi, then Bhagavan will be very pleased on me and you and mother for whole dynasty. Somehow or other, king became agree. Now, the king and previous queen, they ready to chop his head off of his son. When they took the sword, in the meantime, Brahmaji, Bhagavan Vishnu, and Shivji appeared there. Stop. No more. I came here to take a test. You have passed the test. So you can ask any benediction. The king told, I want only one benediction. Don't take such top taste anymore in future. So how can mother and father chop off their son's head? It's not possible at all. And without any tears. Bhagavan said, okay, so be it. I will not take any test like this in future. And king took, Vishnu Bhagavan took king and the previous queen, Vaikuntha planet, and Chittangad became king for the entire kingdom. Then Mohini began to lament, what shall I do? What will be my destiny? Mohini was created by Brahmaji. Why so? Because all living souls, the human beings, they are observing Ekadasi and going to Vaikuntha planet. So, in the kingdom of Jam Maharaj, the person is in a death, his kingdom became empty. So he told, what shall I do? I may resign from my post. If there is not, no one is there, means if there is no prisoners, what the jailer will do? He does not like to maintain his continue his service anymore. Then Brahmaji told, don't worry, I'll arrange something for you. So he created Mohini and sent Mohini to material world to deviate the king from Ekadasi. Now Mohini is weeping bitterly, what shall I do? Then Brahmaji told, don't worry. Who will not observe Ekadasi? All things will take shelter in grains and beans. So whoever take grains and beans, they have to take the so many sins, they want or not, they bound to get all their sins. So, and moreover, Ekadasi has so many rule and regulation, but very simple. If Ekadasi is connected to it one day before the tithi, the 10th tithi of moon is connected with Ekadasi, then don't observe the Ekadasi. If Ekadasi is connected with 12th day of moon, then do that. So whoever observing Ekadasi but connected with 10th tithi, they'll get that sins. They could not get the result of Ekadasi, Mohini will get all result of that. And whoever will observe Ekadasi purely, that they go to Vaikuntha planet, they'll be free from the birth and death. We want or not, we're bound to suffer. All of us searching and seeking for happiness. Why? Because this world is not permanent resident and there is no happiness at all. If happiness is here, why all are searching happiness? It proves that there is no permanent happiness here. If any happiness is here, very momentary happiness, very minute, very insignificant. So, if we observe Ekadasi, then your mind will be pure and be free from all tension, and under guidance of Hari Guru, Guru and Vaishnavas, one day you can attain the service of divine couple. So, and Mohini, then he is now living everywhere, who is not observing Ekadasi, she is, and who observing Ekadasi with 10th tithi, she is getting that result, by that she is maintaining her life, and who is not observing Ekadasi, they are getting all sins. So especially in Kali Yuga, so much sinful activity going on. Why? Because they are observing Ekadasi for that reason. So the scriptures always instructing us to follow Ekadasi. So our Param Gurudev, he wrote one article and he quoted one from one philosopher, Reverend Bishop. He told, India guided by God and can lead the world back to sanity. What Indian saints instruct us, if we follow that, then we can get peace and tranquility of mind and attain service of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Banchakalvataru bhascha kripasindu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo. If any question, please mention. If any doubt, please speak out.
Gurudev, sometimes devotees ask that we understand that there are sinful reactions in grains and beans, but how can sinful reactions remain in Krishna prasadam? So if you offer the grains and beans to Krishna, how can there still be sins there?
So the sin they took take shelter in grains and beans, this is for sadhakas, not for Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Kanosa, supreme enjoyer. Sin, any kind of sin, if he heard the name of Bhagavan, they'll run away from that area. What to say about to touch him? So, but it mentioned in scripture, we have to avoid from grains and beans, so we are not taking that grains and beans maybe offered to Thakurji. Because Vaishnavas always serve prasad, take prasad. They never take other than Mahaprasad. So they always serving Mahaprasad. There is no question that any sin can take shelter in the grain which offered to Thakurji, because always we are offering. Still for sadhakas, they have to mention this rule and regulation that they should not take any grain and bean Mahaprasad. Even Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he came in this world in special Kali Yuga, Dhanna Kali, in form of Mahaprabhu. The Pandas of Jagannath Puri, Brahmins of Jagannath Puri, they want to show in Jagannath Puri there is no Ekadasi. They brought lot of prasad, huge Mahaprasad of Jagannath Dev in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the day of Ekadasi, and told, we all brought for you. Mahaprabhu became very happy. They thought, oh, now Mahaprabhu is very happy, he is observing Ekadasi. If he serves Mahaprasad and take Mahaprasad, then he has lot of disciples. Then all will break Ekadasi, then our prasad will be supplied everywhere, we can make lot of money. I mention in scriptures, Suskam parju sitang vapi nitangva dura desata praktimatyana bhaktabvam natakala vicharana. If Mahaprasad may be dry, it may be not fresh, it may be came from very far distance, whenever you get, immediately you have to honor Mahaprasad. So Mahaprabhu did pranam to Mahaprasad, Sastanga Dandavat pranam, and his all associates, and start glorifying Mahaprasad. They came late afternoon, Mahaprabhu glorifying whole night and circumambulated Mahaprasad. Next day, now sunrise, Mahaprabhu went to ocean to take bath with all associates, and returning from there, they chant their mantras and they took Mahaprasad. So this is the rule and regulation to how observe Mahaprasad. Sin never touch Mahaprasad even also. But devotee have to fast from grains and beans. For this reason, we are not serving any Mahaprasad manifested with grains and beans. This is the cause. This is not for Bhagavan only, for devotee. Yeah.
Even Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, and all Parivasi, though they are sick the parikar of Krishna, they follow Ekadasi. Sachi Maiya, Jagannath Mishra, Advaita Acharya, all they follow Ekadasi. So, to follow Ekadasi is very important. Even my son's head is going to be cut. No harm. He will come again. But if we are not doing Ekadasi, then we are ruined from ever. Ekadasi is very, very
important.
Simple and easy way to have pure bhakti. Bhakti tithi. Bhakti janani. Je adar kariya palan kare. Saji Krishna bhakti is ho jati. Say, if anyone with this belief, they will follow Ekadasi. Very soon they will be liberated. Very easily bhakti comes from this Ekadasi. So in any way we should not disobey Ekadasi and follow Ekadasi. Whether male or female, whether vidhava and sadhava,
widow or married,
only concession is that a boy or girl
less than
5 years and
over 80,
they can, if they are not able to keep their life, they can take some
prasad,
and that also you will limited quantity.
Amount.
So Ekadasi is nothing but Krishna himself, God himself, he has taken the help of the shape of form of Ekadasi. Once Krishna was passing through Narak,
Hellish planet.
That all so many.
They broadcasting you.
Broadcasters are crying bitterly. I am crying very bitterly.
There is no broadcast.
There is on the phone.
He asked them why they are crying bitterly. Oh, very suffering condition they are. They are put on very warm irons. Those who are bad character person, for them, a pillar of iron with burning fire, like, they have to
embrace.
They will not die, only they will
suffer.
They will put in hot
oil.
They will not die, but they will suffer. So they were feeling separation, suffering. Oh, then Krishna told, oh, very bad thing. They are all my daughter and son. Today I am becoming full Ekadasi, and those who will not take grain or the things prepared from grain, they will be very soon liberated. And if they will not give up and they will take grain or anything prepared, then all sins will enter in that sea. And their all good activities, fruit will take Mohini. So we should try to follow Ekadasi. Whether we are male, female, old or boy. In our mutt there was a person named Muni Maharaj. His age was 95. He wanted to give up Ekadasi, but Guru Maharaj our told, if you are taking Mahaprasadam, you can walk, you can speak, why not following Ekadasi? You should not give up. Then he used to again follow Ekadasi till his whole life. So very important, easy method to have Krishna prem and for liberation. Also in India, there was a king, Ambarish Maharaj. You can know how he followed Ekadasi. You.
Om Jnanam Simirandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chaksuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama.
बड़ा चंचल दिखाई पड़ता है।
चंचल ही मन कृष्ण
सो श्री गुरुदेव has ordered me to speak a few words about King Ambarish, another great king who not only followed Ekadasi himself, but under his guidance his whole kingdom followed Ekadasi. Once, it was coming to the end of his Ekadasi, Vrat, and he had to take some padan to break the Ekadasi. It's stated in the Shastra that even if one follows Ekadasi very well, and Maharaj Ambarish followed it from the previous day, before Ekadasi, and on Ekadasi, full fasting, not even water, and now it was the day of Dvadasi, and the time was coming when the Ekadasi Vrat was supposed to be broken. So if the Ekadasi Vrat is not broken at the exact right time, then one does not get the benefit of following Ekadasi. He doesn't get the full benefit. So Maharaj Ambarish, he was always engaging all of his senses and mind in the service of the Lord, all the time, throughout the whole month, and especially on Ekadasi. He engaged his legs in walking to the temple. He engaged his eyes in seeing the beauty of the deity. He engaged his hands in cleaning the temple, even though he was a king. He engaged his nose in smelling the incense and flowers offered to the deity. So always, all of his senses and mind were engaged in the service of the Lord, and especially on Ekadasi. So, it just so happened that shortly before it was time to break the Ekadasi, Durvasa Muni, a great, very powerful rishi, came to the palace of Maharaj Ambarish. And Maharaj Ambarish offered him some prasad, but the sage said, first I will take my bath in the river, and then I will come back and take prasad. So while the rishi was away doing his mantras and taking bath in the river, at that time, the padan time was approaching. So Maharaj Ambarish was in dilemma. I have to break the fast, but at the same time, I have to respect my guests. So he inquired from his ministers, from the brahmanas, what he should do, and they didn't know. So he himself, because he's a pure devotee and fully aware of the scriptural injunctions, he understood from Shastra that if I take some charanamrit, some water that had bathed the lotus feet of the deity, because I fully fasted, even from water, if I take the water, then I'll be breaking the fast and at the same time not breaking the fast. If I've taken some fruits on the Ekadasi day and some vegetables, then I have to break with grain. But if I've had a full fast, then even taking water is breaking the Ekadasi. So it so happened, because Durvasa Rishi was a very powerful mystic yogi, he was able to know in his trance of meditation that Maharaj Ambarish had broken his fast. So Durvasa Rishi is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, but he loves to have the pastimes of glorifying the pure devotees of the Lord by making himself look bad. At his own expense, he likes to glorify the devotees. So he came back very angry and said, I know that you've disrespected me and you've taken some prasadam, you've taken something to drink without first giving me some prasadam. Interestingly enough, just before Maharaj Amrish made his decision, he was considering in his mind, if I offend this brahmana, surely because of this brahmana offense, I will go to hell. If I don't break Ekadasi properly, then I'll be offending Ekadasi Devi, who is Bhakti Devi, who is Krishna himself. So I will make the decision that I'd much rather be in hell and have bhakti than to enjoy my heavenly kingdom and not have bhakti. Then I'll lose everything. In that instance, Srila Gurudev gave an example that when he was in the hospital in India, one of his lady disciples came and said to him, my son is critically ill right now, Gurudev. Will you please bless him that he will have good health? So Gurudev said, so I asked her, should I bless him with bhakti or should I bless him with good health? Oh, please bless him with good health, Gurudev. So Gurudev said she was so foolish that she doesn't realize that if I bless her son with bhakti, automatically good health is there. So Maharaj Amrish understood that if I have bhakti, anywhere I am, in heaven or hell, I'll be with Krishna and I'll be happy. So when Durvasa Rishi came back, he was so angry at being insulted that he took a piece of his hair, a dreadlock, ripped it off his hair and threw it on the floor. And by that dreadlock, immediately a great demoness made of fire appeared from his hair. And she immediately started charging at Maharaj Amrish. But he didn't even consider any worry about this because he was absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. So tears were coming down his eyes, not out of fear or worry, but being absorbed in Krishna. So as Krishna had previously promised, anyone who's my devotee, I will always protect him with my Sudarshan Chakra. So the Sudarshan Chakra burnt that fiery demon and then chased Durvasa Rishi all over the universe. Brahma told him, I cannot protect you. Lord Shiva told him, I cannot protect you. You should go to Vishnu. And then when he approached Lord Vishnu in the Vaikuntha planet in this material world, Lord Vishnu said that by trying to kill Maharaj Amrish, that was trying to kill me, because I have no life outside of my devotee. My devotee lives in my heart, and I live in the heart of my devotee. I'm not independent. I'm dependent on my devotee. So I take it as a personal offense to me. If you want to be freed from this offense, if you want to be freed from my Sudarshan Chakra, then you should go back to earth and fall at the feet of Maharaj Amrish, which Durvasa Muni immediately did. And all this time, this whole year, that it took for Durvasa Muni to go all over the universe and beg the demigods and beg Lord Vishnu, that whole time, because of the pure nature of this pure devotee, Maharaj Amrish, and the power that he'd received from his devotion and following the Ekadasi, he had fasted throughout the entire year. So somebody may ask, if he was fasting the entire year, how was he following the Ekadasi? So Srila Gurudev explained that on every Dwadasi he would take one drop of water, and otherwise throughout the entire year he fasted. And he prayed to Sudarshan Chakra in so many ways and with so much glorification. And ultimately he prayed, if I've done any pure devotion to you, then please stop pursuing this sage. So immediately the Sudarshan Chakra became cool and Durvasa Muni fell at his feet and begged to be saved. And Maharaj Amrish said, oh yes, if I've all of my results of all my pious activities, I'm using that you should be delivered. So Durvasa Rishi was so impressed by Amrish Maharaj's devotion and his selflessness and his humility and his thinking of the welfare of the other,
that he himself surrendered to Maharaj Ambarish and became a pure devotee, though in reality he already was. And he took the Mahaprasadam offered by Maharaj Ambarish. Lord Premanandi Hari.
Very good. Thank you. Very good.
Durvasa Rishi, he was a pure devotee, a brahmin, but he himself did not follow Ekadasi. He had no respect for Ekadasi. I was reading this in one of your lectures. Is this correct? And why did he not have respect for Ekadasi if he is a pure devotee and a brahmin? Yeah.
Why?
Hare Krishna. So I think all of you understand the Vajrapur question. Durvasa Rishi is telling he is a Brahmin and good devotee. Why he has no respect for Ekadasi or not following Ekadasi?
So Durvasa Rishi, he living not in this material world, he living beyond this material world, there is 14 planetary system, Bhulok, Bhuvalok, Mahalok, Yanalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, then Atal, Bital, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Patal. Among this 14 planetary system, he live in Mahalok. In this material world, we sadhakas, the practitioner, they are practice Ekadasi and other things. So they, from this world, they can achieve Vaikuntha planet or Ajodhya, Dwaraka, Mathura, Golok Vrindavan. When other locals, other planetary system is not for doing sadhana. They are enjoying themselves what they did in this world. Moreover, Durvasa is not against of Bhakti, Bhakta and Bhagavan. By his action, he wants to show the whole world how devotee is very near and dear to Bhagavan. For this reason, he makes some context by that some danger will come, the devotee, and devotee will glorify how they are very near and dear to Bhagavan. So, he not that against of Ambarish Maharaj. He wants to show the whole world how glorified Ambarish Maharaj is. Just like in it happened in Satya Yuga, in Dapar Yuga, when all Pandavas went for exile along with Draupadi Devi, one day he visited Duryodhan, Durvasa Rishi, and Duryodhan feed him very nicely. And Duryodhan asked how many benediction. He told, okay, if you are pleased with me, my cousin brothers, they are living in forest, I am very unhappy for them. Please go and visit them and take prasad there, but one condition, go in late afternoon.
And with all his
disciples, about 60,000 disciples.
Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa Rishi understood his inner heart.
Very
well. So told, okay, so be it.
What happened?
So one day, he went to a forest near Kamavan. Kamavan was there. And coming there, he told Yudhishthira Maharaj, O King Yudhishthira, I am along with my 60,000 disciples. He have to teach me. Don't worry. My laryngeal is not possible.
Durvasa told, I am going for taking bath in Bimala Kunda. There is a huge pond. So when I come back, I will take prasad. Durvasa told, don't worry. Okay, we will be arranged by the time. And Yudhishthira Maharaj looked at his